Hello all, this is Vasant. Welcome to the special episode of All Out for No Loss, where we talk with the coaches of the DSCA, which is the Dashrath Sankhe Cricket Academy, based in the San Francisco Bay Area. The academy works with young local talent, helping them in their quest to achieve cricketing excellence. Without further ado, over to my co-host Vijay Kumar Balasubramanian.
This special edition of All Out for No Loss, and we have a couple of guests with us today. I'm here with my co-host Vasant, our guest being Coach Dashrath Sankhe. Coach is the man behind Bay Area's Months Out After Cricket Institution, the eponymous Dashrath Sankhe Cricket Academy. It's based in the Tri-Valley, and players from all over the Bay Area are learning and training under him. Coach has been playing and still playing for the Masters League, and he's been doing coaching for over 20 years.
I'm traveling tomorrow.
And he's traveling tomorrow, as I hear from him. So,
Florida.
Every Bay Area player, past and present, has at some point trained under him, and they still come to him to fine-tune their technique. We also have with us Coach Ismail. He's a former player from Gujarat, and he is a national winning coach of the U15 national team for Bay Area. And he runs the program for Coach Dashrath as part of Coach Dashrath's Cricket Academy. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
So, it's going to be as much a discussion as Q&A. Known you guys for many years now. Both my kids have trained under you. I have to get that out of the way. So, Coach Dashrath, we'll talk about you. So, want to learn a little bit more about what brought you to the game, your early days, your first game, those memories.
My first game, when I got my name included in the college team, and before that I was playing tennis ball cricket. So, during the game, I misspilled because I was expecting that ball to bounce and I could not go low, and that misspilled and went through my legs. So captain, he scolded me a lot and he just said in the Hindi, kahan kahan se aate hai aur hamare team mein ghus jaate hai. So I took up that challenge because that hurt. And then next year, I was in the team, I took a 7 wicket and the captain was out. So that was my first game. So if any comes to me, I take challenge. Either kid or any adult, I can fine tune them.
Parents as well.
So picking up on that, I also talk a little bit about what got you into coaching and how coaching has changed over the years.
So when I was playing for different clubs and my office and next level cricket. So I wanted to be with cricket at the end of my, till to my life, right? So whole life. So I decided when, if I stop playing cricket, I should be with cricket. And the best way, the coaching is the good opportunity to be with cricket, to teach them, updating myself and learning more. And above all, because I'm playing, I'm more involved with the kids, I'm still young.
We'll come back to you, Coach. I want to pick Coach Ismail's brains a little bit. So Coach Ismail, the inaugural Hub tournament and the first one to go all the way to the nationals, the U15 team from the Bay Area won under your guidance. Tell me a little bit about that experience and then a little bit about what's going on well in youth cricket today and any ideas as to where things should improve as well.
Sure, thank you, Bibi, for this podcast. First of all, I've been coaching in Bay Area for probably 7 years now, and I have worked with a lot of students in the Bay Area. In that under 15 team, all those players whom I was familiar with from their very early age, I was aware of their skill set, their mindset, their presence of mind during the game, also how well they are connected with each other as a team. So all those things I took in consideration while managing that team. So what happened was I was just giving some prep talk to them, and then they were able to decide by their own. Because they were bigger enough, they were experienced enough to be able to play at that level. So we had a slightly harder time playing at zonal level at LA, because the conditions are different, the pitches are different, it's a very heat, and the slower side the pitch played. So other than Bay Area has some different sort of ground, different sort of pitch, some wet condition. So they had some issue, but they cope up very bravely and they won the tournament here in Zonal. At Nationals, the condition was like similar to what Bay Area has in terms of weather, but the playing condition slightly different. But they were from the Zonal to the Nationals, they have trained enough to be able to compete against the national level players. And the team combination, what we had all the pace bowler and spinners and captain, he was all rounder and he took charge for everything. So, and overall, it's a really good team effort to be able to represent the national level.
Awesome. So, this is for both coaches. I think this is something that most parents wonder after the kids have been playing for a bit. So how do you as coaches, day in and day out, do you watch kids train under you, play games? How do you single out a talent, like whether they are going to be a good bowler, a good batter? How does it, it's like a process and
evaluation? It's basically a lot of gut feeling, I would connect with it. And then we try and see how the person is kind of involved in the sport, not only cricket, just as an athlete, how he runs, how fast he runs, how fast that he or she moves, how agile they are in the field, how the hand-eye coordination works for them, the strength in shoulder, strength in legs. So all these things we consider, and then we try to give them some inputs, some basics of the batting, some basics of bowling, so basically bowling also fast versus spin. So any kid comes to the academy, we always start with some pace bowling, because it's a natural movement for any kid to be able to do it. So the way they did it, and then in that process, after a few months or a few weeks, we kind of figure out, it basically it's from experience, how are they able to bowl faster, or if not, then we try to teach them some sort of spin, like off spin or leg spin. If they pick up, then take that forward. Same way, the batting position also, if somebody has really good hand-eye coordination, we try and make them play some shots. Somebody very intelligent and not much strength, they go for some strike rotation and that sort of batting. So that's how we kind of figure out how to put that player in that box.
I have a follow-up question for both of you. Uh-huh. You just talked about your wards and how you select them and who are the, how you find the real the talent and what you're looking for. What's it that drives you to make this happen? Because this has to come from inside. There has to be a lot of excitement in you to make these young people do better and better in their chosen sport.
So what happened, when I was in India and when I visited first in USA, so couple of my friends, they asked me, "What you go there, you stay there for 3 months, what you do?" I said, I do coaching. "Americans are playing cricket?" I said, "Yes." And that took, that triggered me. So I should prove them that I can take my team to India one day, and I will prove them that yes, Americans, American kids are playing cricket.
I would like to add in it one really good thing which personally both of us had is never give up attitude. We both never give up anyone, any player or ourselves. We try and push ourselves, we try and extend our limits to be able to work with any kid who come to us. That is the thing I would say we possess to be able to take this forward.
This is outstanding. Here we are, where cricket is not part and parcel of our daily lives. And unlike in India, where they have huge systems and mechanisms and models to do a lot of things. But here we have innovators, people who come here in a land where the game is not played as much and making something happen. And that's what's very special about our coaches here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Segueing into some fielding, the less glamorous aspect of cricket, fielding. And these days, there's so many games. I remember that my son started, we would have about 20 games a year. And now my daughter plays something like 100 games a year. So that's like big, big boost in the number of games they play, number of times they chase the ball, getting up every weekend, long weekend, playing back-to-back and sometimes two games in a day. So how, as a coach, you're thinking about that? Do you measure that and tell them around fielding and fitness?
So fielding and fitness are not the two separate things. I would say they are combined with each other. Fielding is nowadays, it's a really, really important part of the game of cricket. I'll give you a couple of small examples with it. So, if the game is going on, and nowadays with this T20 and all the shorter format games, games are getting really closer. Some games probably won by one run. There are a lot of games ends up in tie and they go on super over. So during this kind of situation, what happens is the better fielding side team won. So if they say one really good single, one fielder, what we also do, so fielding captain kind of thing. So one person who takes charge of the fielding entire unit, and that he or she turns up everybody, that person tells everybody, okay, how to charge to the fielder. And that also, they basically put the pressure on the batters not to get the scoreman. So one good run out, one good catch can turn the game away. Other than that, fitness, like how you run between the wickets, how you stop the ball, how you hit the balls, how you play longer innings, that comes in the fitness.
So the for the fielding and all,
it's on.
Important thing is we have only 2 days or 3 days practice for kids, and that is not enough for them. So couple of parents, they try with their kids and they go to ground and park and trying for the fitness and all. But here is a different challenge than back home in India. So they have academic pressure, homework, a lot of things out of that. And mom and dad both are helping them. So one way I will say the kids are lucky and parents are there. So this is the good part here in for these kids. Back home, parents are not, because they just want to be more excel in academic career, right? Fitness wise, in school they have some running training, but that is not enough for the cricket. It's a cricket fitness is different, and that agility and everything that is included. And that is we are trying to do with the limited sources or resources, right? So, but still, we are trying our best, but we will have a good program for them too. So that is important. Yeah.
Thank you, Coach. So I just have to point out that I was volunteering for the yo-yo tests as part of the U15 selections. And some of our bowlers here, Rishan, Srihas, they were actually at the top of those.
Otherwise, ask him where I was.
A big round of applause for Rishan and Srihas.
Advoy.
Advoy, I'm sorry I missed you. You don't have to look so smart.
They're saying some more time.
All right. So, we'll do two things. One, let's quickly share, if you want to share the academy plans for this year, 2025.
Yeah, already here.
Shared
for the podcast.
Yeah, we shared earlier in this event. So basically, we're coming up with this indoor facility, which is the ICC standard, coming up with a couple of grounds, which are the useful for all those internal and external games. Also, we'll have training sessions for the older kids who are not just regular setup academy. So these are the major addition to the academy in the next year.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And coach, we can't go without you singing us a few lines.
I'm not prepared for the
Thank you so much, coaches. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
And in a few days, we'll get this over to our All Out for No Laws podcast. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.